Hey, how are you? I mean, is there anything worse than being asked how you are and having to pretend that you're fine? Well, you don't have to pretend here. Have you heard of the term lifequake? In this podcast, we talk about lifequakes, those unpredictable seismic shifts that, in time, can lead to profound personal growth and empowerment. Throughout this season, you can expect heartfelt conversations that reveal both the joy and the discomfort of unexpected change. And I think you're going to like it here. My name is Sean, and this is Something Shifted. Today's story belongs to Liesl.
The opportunity we got on the other side of the world was to give up everything here in South Africa and move to Sweden.
That's next. I lead a demanding lifestyle, and I'm very guilty of wanting more for less, especially when it comes to food. I want to feel like I'm eating restaurant food, but I don't want to leave my house. I want to try new flavors, but I also don't want to spend money on ingredients that I might never use again. And let's be honest, I don't want to eat the same thing over and over, but I really don't have time to think about what we're going to eat for dinner every night. You know what I mean? Well, UCook changed all of that for us. We choose what we want to eat, and UCook delivers all of the ingredients perfectly portioned right to my door. No more standing in queues to weigh my fresh produce. No more impulse buys sneaking their way into my trolley. UCook is always adding new recipes to choose from, and I've even picked up some new skills thanks to those easy-to-follow recipe cards. UCook has been an absolute game changer for us because everything is just so simple. I love the convenience, I love the variety, and the flexibility to go carb-conscious meals for 1 week, and then when Roo's folks come to stay, we might switch to fan favorites or combine the two. Everything on the website looks amazing. Meal kits, frozen crafts, desserts, weekend boxes, lunch boxes, pizza, wine, they've got it all. And you can have it all too. Go to ucook.co.za and use my code #shift50 and get a whopping 50% off your first order. That's right, shifters. Go get it. That's ucook.co.za and use the code #shift50 at checkout. Exclusive to Something Shifted listeners and get 50% off your first order. If you're a long-time listener to Something Shifted, welcome back. And if it's the first time you're here, this is episode 6 of our third season. And so far, we've heard about unexpected events that significantly shifted the course of people's lives, like the heart-wrenching loss of a father, or receiving difficult news that you need a second organ transplant. The type of lifequake that lands like a gut punch you just weren't ready for and leaves you breathless and vulnerable. Somewhere in that chaos and uncertainty, there's a surprising sense of freedom, standing at the crossroad you didn't choose for yourself. You have a chance to make the best of a situation that was thrust upon you. And then there are seismic shifts that we create for ourselves.
I would say the lifequake that changed me most recently wasn't actually something that happened to me, something that was out of my control. It was something that we chose. And that lifequake came in the form of opportunity. And then you have to choose whether to take it or not. But it was our choice.
In the adventures we seek out for ourselves, or the chances that we say yes to, we know that things will change. But we never really know how much they will change. An enthusiastic yes today will obviously start a domino effect. But where will the yes ultimately lead?
You cannot know all of the ramifications of your choices. And there were definitely a few moments where I was like, why did I choose this? This is too hard. Can't do it. I want to go home.
For Liesl and her husband, Anton, home was Cape Town, South Africa.
Well, I grew up in Cape Town. Anton grew up in Pretoria. But we had both been living in Cape Town for 15 years or so before we left. Yeah, so there was a lot of infrastructure here.
And part of that infrastructure was their beautiful blue Victorian row house in Woodstock that they had renovated and truly made their own. This was the first house their son Noah would call home. Now, there are three things that you need to know about the Joubert's to appreciate the gravity of their move to Sweden. Firstly, the Joubert's loved living in Woodstock.
It's your hometown, so you know it. You know it. Every back street, you know where you like to eat, you know where you like to drink coffee, you know where to get everything. It was just like, now I realize it was a wealth of knowledge that I just carried in my head all the time.
Now, the second thing you need to know is that in 2021, both Liesl and Anton had very successful careers in the science and tech industries, respectively. Liesl had climbed the ranks while working at the same company for more than a decade.
And when you have that kind of experience where you're seeing the same people every day, they become your people, they become your friends. That's the people that you spend the most time with. I didn't realize how much I would miss and mourn that family when I'd left that job. To me, a job was never a job. It's what you're doing with your time. And what you're doing with your time is the most precious thing you have, actually. So job is important. And both of us had to give ours up.
But giving up a job wasn't the only important thing. You see, the opportunity to relocate abroad came about at the start of 2021. Noah was almost 3 years old. He was already showing signs of being the coolest little dude ever. And I'm not just saying that because he's my godson. Which brings me to the third thing you should know about the Joubert's. They're a big part of our story. You see, Liesl is more than just Rue's best friend. They're each other's person and have been woven into the tapestry of each other's lives since 2004. They studied at university together, organized each other's bachelorette parties, helped each other into their respective wedding dresses. They've held each other up in good times and in bad. And as families, we've grown up together. Whenever Zoe landed in hospital, the Joubert's were the ones we called first. They were the ones who sat with us in the ER waiting rooms at 3 o'clock in the morning. No questions asked. They were just always there. So with them leaving South Africa, it's been a big change for all of us, even Noah, even though he was only three when they left.
I mean, he would sometimes ask, when are we going to grandma's house, or when are we going to go see Oma? And then we would explain, well, we live in Sweden now, and they're 10,000 kilometers away in South Africa. And we have a big map up on our dining room wall, and we put a pin on where Oma lives and where grandma lives. And then he can, this is where we live. He could understand that it's that it's far to go. And we'll see them next year, or we'll see them soon. So when I'm sad, and he's like, I'm sad because I miss Auntie Rue. And then he would say, I know, it's okay, I miss her too. And then we both feel better. I teach him, like, it's okay to feel sad. In all of his four-year-old wisdom at the time, he's been helping us deal.
Noah turned six in 2024, and we had the joy of spending almost 4 weeks with our dear friends over the 2024 festive period in sunny South Africa. There was one particularly warm day, which Noah described as scorching hot. So with the benefit of 3 years of hindsight, I asked Liesl again, so why did you choose to move?
So let me just dispel the higher paycheck myth right now. Moving to Europe does not mean you're going to get paid more, because you also have to live in Europe. So it wasn't money. We weren't moving away from something. We loved it here. We loved our house. We were close to family, friends. My nonprofit that I had started was taking off, was doing well. we'd managed. We got out on the other side of COVID. There was no good reason to go. It was something that we were talked about idly and dreamt about, like what it would be like to live in a different country for a while and imagine the things that we could see and experience. And we traveled a lot before then. So it really was naively an adventure. My husband got an opportunity to work at a synchrotron in Europe, and you don't say no to that. To raise your child in a different society, to see so many things, because all I'd known all my life was Cape Town and South Africa, right? It was exciting, and I guess a part of me felt honored. Yeah, so our ducks were in a row, we were moving.
And with that, the Jubairs boarded the plane bound for Sweden in November of 2021, leaving behind work, their home, family, friends, and a balmy South African summer to arrive in the snow-dusted university town of Lund. And this would be their new home.
It was almost Christmas and it was magical. And I think in that first month and a half, you kind of feel touristy. So you try everything and you taste everything. It is new vegetation, new temperatures, new bird song. Because they don't have the same birds that we do. So there's no harida. Just the sounds in the trees are different. Beautiful, but different. And new shops, new food, new smells, new color palettes, new housing structures, new road infrastructure, driving on the new side of the road, new transport systems.
New is wonderful and exciting. New is adventure. And when everything your senses encounter is new, it can also be exhausting.
I woke up to the shortest days I've ever experienced in my life. So sunrise at 9:30, sunset at 3:30. And it went on like that for 2 months. It was also jarring. Like the first time your son gets a flu and you walk into a pharmacy and you cannot read the labels on any medication. And that was the first sort of time where I felt like I can't do this. I can't take care of my son here. How do I do this? Like there's so much new things that your brain is completely occupied the whole time with taking things in. That you don't have any more capacity, really, to do the things that you normally do. And everything was harder in that time, like cooking basic. And you know I'm a good cook, but like I struggled. Like, okay, now what do I need for bolognese again? Onions, tomato in a can. Okay, I can find that. This must be a picture on a section in the shop, you know, garlic. You need... What's it called in Swedish? Vitlök. What the hell is that?
I know I said there were three things you needed to know, but there are actually four. Liesl is a really, really good cook.
I was struggling to do the basics because you have to shop in Swedish. You have to use your translate app all the time. What a shop would normally take me 10 minutes here took 45 minutes. So I guess... There was a bit of a fatigue that set in, and I realized that if normal Liesl could do 100 things a day, I would scale that down to I can do 25 things a day. That's kind of the downshifting of my gears I had to do as a mom, a scientist, a parent, a wife, sister, friend. And you can see where the 100 things come in with all of those roles that we play. But I could do 25%, I think, because I was learning a new language. It slowly became easier and I could shift up again to where I would say maybe after 2 years, when I'd been through enough language classes and I had gotten a driver's license, then I could feel that I got to maybe 80 to 90% of what I was when I left.
I remember the feeling of not being able to function at an optimal level when I was at the peak of burnout. So I know all too well how not being able to operate as 100% Liesl would have been hard for Liesl. And if you've ever felt that loss of self too, my Sunday emailer 321 Shift might help you find the path again. Think of it as a self-care pick-me-up from an overwhelmed dad. Every second Sunday, three things for your mind, two things for your body, and one thing for your soul. Oh, and please remember to give Something Shifted a 5-star rating. When you leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, I could read it on the podcast, like this one from Janae. Incredible vulnerability. I tend to cry at least once throughout each listen, not because it's sad, but it's just open, honest, beautiful conversations that move you, that shift something in you. Thanks, Janae, for leaving your review on Apple Podcasts, and I could be reading your review in the next episode of Something Shifted. Right, so where were we? Oh yes, we're in Sweden, and Liesl has been operating at 25%, not quite feeling herself, unable to figure things out quickly and grasp something immediately, like she did back in South Africa. All the newness and learning was exhausting, but the newness and learning is also why she said yes to this call of adventure.
From probably when I was a teen, I was an avid reader of fantasy and science fiction and bubblegum fiction and all of it. I would read everything and anything I could find. I have an insatiable thirst for knowledge and understanding. One of the reasons that I didn't become a doctor was because as a doctor, you really only do enough to be able to treat the patient. You never really get to understand, unless that person goes into a clinical study, what happened. So the why and the how and the mechanism was always fascinating to me. I mean, this is why I love needlework and sewing, I think, is because understanding how you could put like these 2D patterns together to fit and form around a 3D person. Like, how does that work? Like the technique, the skill, or how do you make butter taste like caramel? Like, how? It's, you know, like you can hear it in my voice, like it's fire in me. So the wanting to know the how and the why is the basis of my drive. And then on top of that is, how do I also become financially independent and able to, you know, stand on my own 2 feet? That has driven my career.
After Liesl completed her master's in grapevine virology, she immediately started work as an intern at a biotech startup in Cape Town. Earning peanuts at first, which many of us did, Liesl worked in various departments as the startup grew and grew, and it ultimately became part of a global company. In those 11 years, Liesl said yes to many challenges, figuring out solutions as she went along, enjoying the frustration and the thrill of experimenting and learning.
The growing in the company that I did made me feel like I can do anything. And I still have that delusion. I was saying to a friend the other day, like, I dare you to tell me I can't do something. and then, yeah, watch me. I don't know where that comes from. That has to be in your DNA, right? Like,
even if Liesl doesn't know where that drive comes from, I can tell you where it's taken her. Although Liesl had thought she might be a lady of leisure for at least 6 months in Sweden, a casual visit to a lab facility in Lund, you know, just to have a look around, led to a job offer just 1 week later. So within 2 months of arriving in a brand new country, Liesl was back at work, taking on new challenges and figuring things out as she went along.
I was like, you know what I need to do? I need to make a friend. It didn't have to be a Swedish friend, but I needed to make a friend on that side that I can confess things to. I don't think humans can live without a friend. And I was worried a little bit that this friend that I'm making is only going to get part of me that I can offer, because everything else is hard. And then I made friends who went through the same stuff I did, and they understood. Making friends has been lovely, because it feels like I'm myself again. I invited a family over for a braai, and I cooked, and the cooking was easy, and they were blown away. Like, there was those moments that I kind of cemented in my brain to, like, remind me, you know, who I really am.
For Liesl, the last 3 years have been an adventure. One where she's lost herself and slowly rediscovered the core of who she is in a completely new way.
It's an odd feeling, like crying from happiness is odd. It's, for example, seeing a piece of infrastructure in Sweden that you know would help so many people in Southern Africa. Like, if we could just implement this there, it's that so joyful that the technology exists, but then so sad that so few humans get to experience it. I think all of the new experiences, you mean experience them for what they are, like you walk into the Lego store in Denmark and you know, you know how your friends love Lego and you want them there with you, next to you. And so my technique at that stage is to pretend that they're there and we're experiencing it together. That helps. You never know what your emotional response is going to be. So sometimes you're experiencing something beautiful and then you cry, or you see something sad and then you laugh, because yeah, it's a hard place to be. It's like the in-between world. And I've, since leaving, had a lot of inspiration from other expats around the world. I see how they say that you're never ever going to fit in at home again.
Perhaps that's the secret joy of saying yes to change, to adventure, and the unknown. Knowing who you are and being comfortable with that knowledge, so that you don't feel like you have to give up who you are to fit in.
And unfortunately, you never truly feel that you fit in the new place. But honestly, that has always been true for me. I've always been a colored auntie from Cape Town, you know, with a master's in virology. I've always been a lot different. I always find myself in unexpected situations, and I definitely have the skills and the mindset and the strength to deal with it and live it.
Liesl is living it, thankfully, with someone that is steadfast and always by her side.
Anton, most of the time, has the opposite reaction to most things than I have. Mine is always very strong and emotional, and his is always very logical and factual. Being even keeled is probably the thing that I value the most in him. It is the long-term sort of anchor to my kite. Like, if I'm blowing in the wind, he's just my anchor. And that happens daily and effortlessly for him, for those of us who are blowing in the wind.
And with Liesl's passion and Anton's steadiness, Noah is developing his own sense of curiosity.
Like, I wanted him to be able to deal or see big feelings and deal with big feelings as soon as he was able to see and understand. And I think that kids can survive most things as long as they know that their caregivers love them and are there for them. And the rest is, doesn't matter actually where you are in the world or how cold it is outside. It's the fun and the joy and the love that you have when you're spending time together as a family. I've asked him already, like, are you happy or sad that we left South Africa? And then he would say things like, happy and sad. And so he gets it. And he accepts it. He doesn't question my decisions yet. Maybe he will. And I'll probably say, we made the decision for all for all three of us. It was more job opportunities and a chance to learn more things for all three of us. And it was an adventure. We were going to do something completely new. And we did it for fun, for interest, for excitement, for like love of life. I think that's how I would describe it to an older Noah.
And so when we light a braai on a scorching summer evening, we take a page from Liesl's book and imagine that they are here, enjoying it with us. Or we picture the Joubert's in a snowy winter wonderland, Noah learning how to ski, and Liesl and Anton holding hands, anchoring each other in the face of adventure. Thank you for listening to this episode of Something Shifted. You can follow Something Shifted on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player and give it a 5-star review. Go on, I know you want to. And then be sure to share this episode with your friends and family. Also, remember to use my code #shift50 at checkout when you place your first order on youcook.co.za and you'll get 50% off. You can find me on Instagram at Sean Lewitz and my mailing list is 321SHIFT and out every second Sunday. Think of it as a self-care blitz, giving you 3 things for your mind, 2 things for your body, and 1 thing for your soul. Plus, along the way, a few little extra fun surprises. All of the links are in the episode's show notes. Thanks as always to my executive producer, Ruenda, and to you for believing in possibility. My name is Sean, and this is Something Shifted. See you in 2 weeks. Bye.